It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson.
The mayor of the city of New York.
On January 1st, Eric Adams became the city's new mayor. The Democrat faces some formidable challenges: a raging pandemic, a shaky economic recovery, concerns over the safety at schools, and a rise in violent crime. WNYC's Elizabeth Kim reports on how Adams navigated the first 7 days.
Adams has wasted little time in getting to work. On his first day, the former transit cop fittingly took the subway to City Hall, where he wound up witnessing a street fight. The new mayor called 911.
An assault in progress, three males.
After that, he delivered a public address to New Yorkers in which he reintroduced his mayoral slogan.
GSD, get stuff done.
He then visited a wounded police officer who was shot in Harlem. By Monday, he faced his first major policy test, where he doubled down on keeping schools open despite concerns about rising infections. Aside from being vaccinated and boosted, he said New Yorkers need something else to get past the pandemic.
When a mayor has swagger, the city has swagger. We've allowed people to beat us down so much that all we did was wallow in COVID.
He also urged businesses to bring workers back to the office, saying their spending contributes to the local economy.
My low-skilled workers, my cooks, my dishwashers, my messengers, my shoeshine people, those who work in Dunkin' Donuts, they don't have the academic skills to sit in a corner office. They need this.
Not everyone has appreciated the new mayor's outlook. His comments about the city needing swagger drew scorn from those who argued the mayor was downplaying a serious crisis. His use of the word low skill also offended some people. But ultimately, New York City has a history of brash, outspoken mayors.
And that style is very familiar to New York.
Hank Scheinkoff is a veteran political strategist.
LaGuardia functioned that way. Certainly Ed Koch functioned that way. Rudy Giuliani functioned that way. You know, the more direct approach is a very New York approach.
Bridget Grambling, an Upper West Sider, has been following some of the coverage on Adams.
He definitely seems like a New York guy. He talks big talk. I hope he can follow up the big talk with big action and get some more, get the city safer, get it cleaned up, and help us recover from the last 8 years.
Adams has already made one major funding announcement, $111 million for public hospitals to shore up their staffing. He also said he would require more police officers to ride and walk through the subways. On Friday, Mother Nature dealt the mayor a new challenge.
Good morning. It's snowing outside, gusty at 35.
In the end, the city saw over 6 inches and public schools stayed open. Elizabeth Kim, WNYC News.